The numbers out today suggest another jump in the ranks of the self-employed. An estimated 400,000 workers have struck out on their own this year. As NPR's Allison Aubrey reports, some of them are finding success with well-paying, home-based professions that hardly existed a decade ago.
Dawn Goldberg says she'd never consider going back to work for someone else. Giving up her career as a teacher, she's taken on a profession many people have never heard of, one that allows her to spend more time with her kids.
See you later. Bye-bye. Love you. Catherine. Catherine, do you miss Catherine?
Oh. Once she's put her daughter on the school bus in the morning, Goldberg just steps away from her work.
We're in my home office right now. On the left, I have my computer armoire.
Goldberg works as a virtual assistant. That means she does administrative work on behalf of about 12 clients who need help but don't want to hire a full-time assistant.
Absolutely. I work when I want. I choose the clients with whom I want to work. I choose the activities, the tasks that I want to do.
Her clients are spread out all over the country, but Goldberg never has to leave her home that's in a rural patch of Damascus, Maryland.
So what I'm doing right now is I'm getting out one of my clients' boxes and I'm getting out some of the birthday cards, blank birthday cards, and address labels.
As she writes, "We hope you have a nice birthday," and signs her client's name, Goldberg says this task may seem menial, but she's getting paid $35 an hour. The work does get more interesting. For instance, later this day, she'll finish some web design work for her client, Lynn Cutts, who's based in Boulder, Colorado. Cutts makes a living as a personal coach and uses a website to market herself.
It really works for me. With Dawn working, maintaining the website and all the other wonderful little things she does, she actually frees me up to make more money than she costs.
As a personal coach, Cutts says her job is to counsel clients on motivation, discipline, and self-confidence issues. There's no degree for this job, but an association has certified several thousand people to practice the profession in the last few years. Cutts charges upwards of $50 an hour for coaching, and as her business grows, she's hiring services of additional self-employed people. For instance, she's using a graphics designer to develop a logo, a self-employed accountant for her books, and an errand runner to pick up the dry cleaning and change the oil in her car.
Every time someone creates a new home-based business or a small business, whatever, they're going to be looking for other people like themselves to form relationships with who can support them.
That's Stacy Bryce, founder of Assist You, a training program for virtual assistants. She says as self-employment grows, the demand for virtual assistants grows too. The phenomenon pokes a few holes in the theory that economists have had about the newly self-employed, that these workers were just hanging on after being laid off and were getting by on lower-paying part-time work while they waited to get hired back. But the thinking is evolving. Mike Davis is professor of economics at Southern Methodist University. He says the Department of Commerce just released a report full of encouraging numbers for the self-employed. It determined the earnings of sole proprietors grew 9% last year, nearly three times the wage increases for employees on company payrolls.
It's just a lot easier nowadays to work for yourself than it was before. You can sit at home with a state-of-the-art computer with great internet connections. In a lot of ways, you don't need to work for a big corporation anymore.
No need to convince Chris Goldberg of this. He's virtual assistant Dawn Goldberg's husband. After being laid off earlier this year from a large engineering firm, he decided to start his own enterprise as a computer consultant to other small or home-based businesses.
Definitely you have to hustle, and you have up weeks and you have down weeks, but we're both optimists by, you know, at the core. So I just would rather be in control of my own insecurities than just be at the mercy of somebody else's.
So far, the only crisis is health care. The Goldbergs spent months trying to find affordable coverage and are now paying about three times what they were when Chris got insurance through his employer. Despite this challenge, Goldberg says he'll make it work because he can't imagine going back to bosses, commutes, and the corporate grind. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.